This is the Midday Market Report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today at midday by John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing for our Midday Market discussion. John, what are we seeing in the grains here at midday?
Well, we got a choppy day going overall. First off, started with a little bit of strength in that corn market, but things are starting to fade as the day is going. We'll see how the close comes in. You know, obviously we're focused on what's happening in terms of the planting pace, and we got our first crop ratings yesterday. You know, planting pace for corn is now 91% complete, and then the first crop ratings came in very good, 75% good to excellent, which last year we were at 64% on those first ratings. Now, again, these are so early, it's just very subjective, and we'll see how things come into play overall. But obviously with the amount of moisture we've got, yeah, we've got our wet areas, but those areas that are taking the moisture and doing well are really looking good. I saw a lot of that on a drive through the northern Illinois area over the weekend in terms of some windshield time and looking at the fields. So we'll have to see how that translated out. You know, obviously the market's been under strong selling pressure. Again, we'll see how the close is today, but at this time frame, the market is starting to build that short position again, you know, fearing that the crop is going to be there for this corn market at this time frame. Soybean side, again, we've been tried to get a little buying back into the market, but soybean meal and soybean oil have just stayed negative today. Now we're starting to see beans fade as well here, especially in that new crop side with the planting pace where it is and the lack of demand that we still have for that soybean market.
That was John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
June is National Dairy Month, so take some time to thank the producers that care for over 218,000 dairy cows across nearly 1,600 dairy operations in the state of Iowa. In 2018, Iowa produced 5.27 billion pounds of raw milk, with the average dairy cow producing 7 gallons of milk every day. Go ahead and tip your cap to your local dairy producer and enjoy a glass of Iowa milk this June. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
July corn down 0.75 cents at 4.42¾. July soybeans down 3¼ at 11.81¼. July soybean meal down 3.90 at 3.55.60. July soybean oil down 22 cents at 43.92. On the Merck, June live cattle up 57 cents at 182.60. August feeder cattle up 40 cents at 256.60. June lean hogs down 87 cents at 92.77. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.